Welcome to the Fabulous by Design podcast. I'm your host, Ivana Ivanek, and I designed this show to show you that there is a life out there for you, a life you love, a life full of joy and abundance. Do you think that there is more to life than what you have right now? If you feel that everything you worked for, the money, the house, the car, the relationship is no longer fulfilling you, and you seek more depth and presence in life, more contentment and peace, stick with me. Grab your favorite note-taking device, a favorite drink. This is your permission slip to take 10 minutes to you to get inspired. Here is another short episode for you on fear of people's opinions. Do you know Beethoven? Yes, that guy, that composer, that pianist of all times. That guy who was deaf when he wrote his biggest and most popular piece ever. Yes, a composer who didn't hear his own creations and music. Sounds almost like a heroic story, doesn't it? It's like, who can do that? Except for Beethoven. But I was digging recently deeper into his history. I came across that pretty much by accident, but I cannot withhold this story. Beethoven was thrilled to make music as a very, very young boy. His father, who never made it anywhere, this is how they write about him, was living his dreams through his child. And as Beethoven was growing older, he learned that he is loved for what he is doing and not for who he was, which didn't show any big signs in his history of fame and on the way to becoming famous and a known composer and to become a person that is part of the Viennese musician circle that was his biggest goals ever. But then as he was going and making music and doing, he suddenly realized that he's becoming deaf. He heard less and less. He was able to hear sounds eventually, but he couldn't stand loud and a lot of noise that he was describing at first, and all the way till he couldn't hear nothing anymore. So as his father drilled him his entire life to be the person who is liked and that other people's opinion matters, because otherwise he wouldn't be successful, right? If you do not perform, if you don't satisfy people around you, there is a very, very small chance to become successful and to make it where you want to be. So he literally lived up to not who he was, but what he was doing. And his fame was everything. What people thought of him, whether they knew him or not, was everything to Beethoven. So now he became deaf. And as he was the music god, and music gods were supposed to hear, right? And his auditory loss did not fit with the idea he held of himself or the public image promoted, right? Because a person who makes music simply needs to hear. Anything else is out of norm and might be judged. So he started fearing people's opinions. He was worried that their criticism would lead to discrimination against him, or that he would probably be excluded from the Viennese music circles. And he isolated himself for 3 years. He was alone with the fear, with the happening on its own that he had to deal with, that he suddenly lost his hearing. And the only person he was communicating with at that time was his brother. However, he was never open to him either and would share that, up to a point where he realized that he would rather commit suicide than being seen as a deaf composer. The fear was that big, that he would lose everything he was working for. And in this time of isolation, there must have been a moment of, hopelessness that he wrote a piece to his brother that is a very known piece. It's called something Testament. I don't remember anymore, but it is a piece that is well preserved and still existing, where he confesses that he is deaf and that this is the reason why he was isolating himself from public and why he just wasn't accessible to anybody during that time. And as he wrote to his brother, something happened there that he created the awareness and acknowledged his deaf is the problem he was struggling with, which then led to the decision that he would expose his greatest fear. Through this acceptance and the social approval of his brother has helped him to go through that fear of opinions. So that meant he wasn't alone anymore. He was, by his brother and then later by everybody else, acknowledged as an artist and not as someone who he was not. And as he accepted, resolved for himself the problem he was struggling, that fear with him, as he announced his death, something very magical happened. He was able to accept his deafness as a part of himself and resolved it to fully develop his artistic capacities, regardless of his death. So, up to the point where he was not telling what's going on with him, he was playing small, he was still making music, but it just wasn't it. The moment he acknowledged and said what is going on, he was free. He was free to create, and he wrote his best piece ever. And there is only one Beethoven. And I want to tell you that there is only one you. And if you are not creating from a place in alignment with who you are, you just gonna be, you know, a great performer, performing to satisfy others. But if you create your life, your entire being, from a place of who you really are, no matter what others think, you are free. Because there is only one you. Remember that. If you want to create different, if you want to run a business, if you want to move countries, if you want to change a career, if you want a life that is perhaps a little bit different than the norm, and all that is holding you back is the fear of other people's opinions that tell you that it's too risky, that you're not good enough, that you are greedy, that you are crazy because your vision is so big that other people can't relate to it, I've got something for you. I am hosting a free workshop. 3 days we will be sitting together where I will teach you all tools you need and how to let go of that fear of people's opinions so you can freely be who you are, create what you are meant to be creating, and live a life you desire. I know it is possible for you. It was possible for me. There's only one you. Cherish that. And everything you need is already within you. The sign up to the workshop is right below in the show notes. And I am so looking forward to see you there.